This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. But let me tell you about our friend Dougie. He is headed to the deepest, darkest parts of Peru. So the ladies are in charge. That means it's all up to us, guys. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, ready to take you through what are going to be some really busy weeks. Not only is the holiday season upon us, Victoria, but there is still lots of stuff going on in the news. None of that settled down so that we can enjoy our Thanksgiving.
It seems like it was a pretty crazy weekend in the news, for sure.
Well, want to find out, first of all, we'll get to the news right now, but then stand by, because I want to hear about everybody's Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all of that good stuff. But yes, if you didn't see it, and we know you're busy, you're out there having Thanksgiving dinner, maybe you're at the mall, the images and videos that came from our southern border on Sunday afternoon showed hundreds of migrants from the Central American caravan, most of them Hondurans, pushing past Mexican riot police and rushing the border at the port of entry in San Ysidro, California. This is a huge test not only for the U.S., but also for Mexico, who guys have made it, they made it pretty clear that they didn't like these migrants very much either. So here's what happens. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol said that they suspended northbound and southbound crossings for both pedestrians and vehicles at the San Ysidro port of entry at approximately 11:30 Pacific time, West Coast time. Later, they tweeted that the pedestrian crossings had reopened a little more than 4 hours after they initially closed. Now, the vehicle lanes reopened about 5 p.m. West Coast time after they were closed. That was about 5.5 hours. The Border Patrol added that some demonstrators attempted to illegally enter the U.S. through both the north and southbound vehicle lanes at the port of entry itself. Those persons were stopped and turned back to Mexico. Now, this idea that these migrants forced themselves into the United States, it started last week when the rumor was that this group, this caravan, was going to do just that. Well, then we responded by putting up barbed wire. We responded by putting more military and border patrol personnel at the border. It seemed to have quieted down until Mexico said, we wouldn't grant these people asylum either. That's when over the weekend, these guys just decided to push themselves into the United States, but were turned back.
Now, did they, at this particular border, I didn't follow this that closely over the weekend. I was really busy. Obviously, like you said, we've got a lot going on right now with the holidays, but it seemed like there was one port of entry that was closed off, and then that's why they moved over to this border. I guess that's closer to San Diego, because I keep seeing San Diego involved.
Yeah,
is that just south of San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And most of the border crossings, because when you're in California, the area that is populated with people, with American citizens, is San Diego. That's the one that we talk about most of the time when we talk about with Mexico. As you start to go further east, it's unpopulated areas. So
right.
The ports of entry typically tend to be south of the San Diego area. But it just, I heard a lot of arguing over the weekend. When I heard about these hundreds of people who said they wanted to just run into the country.
That's crazy.
The reason they wanted to do that, there was a judge last week, the Trump administration had said that they weren't going to grant asylum temporarily because they didn't want to reward the people who would just rush through like mm-hmm. these guys did yesterday. And a judge overturned that last week. And of course, there was political posturing. It was an Obama judge. And you have this big to-do between Trump and Justice Roberts on the Supreme Court who said there's no such thing as a political judge. Well, that's not necessarily the debate. The debate is now, because we overturn this, if someone dips a toe into this country and claims asylum, the United States is required to grant it. So mm-hmm. when these migrants heard about that, of course they're going to run across the border, because if they make it and they're not being let in through the ports of entry, then the minute they dip their toe in or cross the line or get on that freeway and start rushing through around the cars, putting a lot of lives at risk, well, then they get exactly what they want, which is asylum. And so it's a real mess right now. And I heard a lot of people saying, well, this is Trump's fault, this is Obama's fault. The idea is we have a problem. And
it's more than a problem. It's a crisis at this point.
And that's just it. And people like you and me, who come from different parts of the political process, I think want a solution. And I don't know how much longer Democrats and Republicans, specifically in Congress, because if you want a long-lasting, meaningful solution, it has to come from Congress, not from the mm-hmm. president.
Right.
Because the president can only do executive orders. They have to get to work this week.
Yep. Agreed. And I know, like you said, you and I are sometimes on different sides of the political spectrum, but I think I'm probably very much on your side on this one. I think this is just out of control, and people just making, you know, a 50-yard dash like it's the David's Bridal Run. I mean, that's what this
feels like.
Not to minimize what these people are going through, but still, like, enough is enough. This is chaos. We need some order. We need some civility here. Like, we need to have a structure. It just feels like it's a total free-for-all. And the military it seems like they've got all kinds of different orders. Fire on the crowd, don't fire on the crowd. When you read the news, it's so many conflicting things. And there seems like there's a lot of children involved in this, which is just another horrible situation. There's still so many children who are separated from families, whether their families made it all the way up here or not. That seems to kind of be murky in terms of reporting. The whole thing is just, it's absolutely crazy. And you know, I know we have a lot of new representatives who are just finishing orientation right now and moving into Congress. But, like, you know, this needs to be project number one and priority number one. And I really hope that it is.
And it's something that both parties want. People, American citizens just don't want to see this. The images of this are not good. The images of us firing tear gas into Mexico, the images of people getting into a freeway, basically they getting on the freeway and running past cars trying to get back into the country. It's pretty unbelievable. And these migrants aren't going away. In fact, spokespeople for their group are saying they're just waiting and biding their time until another 20,000 migrants arrive in Tijuana. They're on their way right now. And this problem is only going to get worse, especially when they have the numbers. They're already outnumbering Mexican law enforcement and American law enforcement. So scary stuff. We continue on the DJV show, guys, it is the time to get your holiday shopping done. You need a Christmas gift? How about giving someone the gift of a good night's sleep? If you're tossing and turning, or maybe you know someone who is, well, you got to try MyPillow. Victoria loves it. Kara loves it. I certainly love it. I sleep with mine every single night. MyPillow ends those sleepless nights so that you wake up feeling more refreshed than ever. So ditch the lumpy pillows, ditch the chiropractor, and let MyPillow bring you and your loved ones a comfortable night's sleep. It's what you've been missing, and gosh, you know you need it during the holiday season. Plus, MyPillow made right here in the USA. That's really hard to find, with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. What have you got to lose other than a sore neck? You're only one click away from a great night's sleep. So check it out. Plus, right now, buy yourself a MyPillow and get one to give to your friends and family. Buy one MyPillow, get the second free. When you order one MyPillow, you'll enjoy one more at no additional cost. Get two MyPillows for the price of one, and you'll enjoy the world's most comfortable night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV to get that offer. So stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. It's 15 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on Omaha Steaks. The family gift package is the focus. Usually it's $195, now only $49.99. Order it right now and you get 4 hand-cut aged to tenderness top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steak Burgers, 4 snappy kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 more burgers free. That's Omaha Steaks. Enter the code DJV into the search bar, and you get 74% off Omaha Steaks Family Gift Package. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks Family Gift Package today.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is 17 minutes past the hour of the DJV show. Doug is out this week. It'll be Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. We are all here and working, and I'm still shaking off the turkey coma, guys. Tell me, Victoria, we'll start with you. How was your holiday? What did you do? Anything fun?
It was wonderful. Yeah, it was very low key. Just lots of family visits, and Lewis and I took my parents out to dinner, and then we went and visited with cousins. And then on Friday night, my brother's band had a really cool gig, so we went to that, and that was kind of a late night, but kind of like old home week, because lots of people we hadn't seen in a long time were home for the holiday, so it was just really fun to catch up with people we hadn't seen in a really long time. And then Saturday was more family and friends visits, and then yesterday was just so beautiful here on the East Coast. We finally had like some 55, 56 degree weather. And which you're shivering right now in California at that. But it was sunny and it was gorgeous on. And we took the dogs on the beach and it was just really, really nice. Did you have a nice weekend with everybody too? I know you were hosting, right?
I know. We did some cooking, but it was a small Thanksgiving, which was really nice. So cooked for Thanksgiving and just spent the day and even got to watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which I probably
love it. I watched it
20
too.
Years, which is the Thanksgiving movie, right?
Yeah, totally.
And then just sort of started putting up Christmas. That was kind of the order of the day. It took a few days to do it. I realized I'm collecting way too much Christmas stuff, and I even ventured out to the mall on Saturday, so that was a lot of fun. Plus I did a paint night, which is fun. Jeff, my fiance, he can paint, which is annoying because he can do a lot of good
he's really
stuff
good
like
at it.
And so we had a couple of girls over. We had a girls' night and painted a Christmas picture, which was a lot of fun. So
nice. Yeah. Fun.
And gave us a good excuse to drink wine. What about you, Kara?
Well, I spent all of last week being sick with a cold, but my Thanksgiving was a lot of fun. It was very low-key for me, too. My parents just came. Both of my sisters were at their husband's places, so my parents came to my apartment, which was really nice, and we made Thanksgiving dinner there and then just kind of hung out and talked for a while afterwards. And then this entire weekend, I just kind of sat around my couch watching TV, trying to get better. But Victoria's right. It was beautiful here yesterday. So I actually ventured out for a while and took a walk. And it was around 60 here and sunny. So it was a lot nicer than the, 25 degrees we had on Thanksgiving Day.
22 here for Thanksgiving Day. And blustery.
What did that do to Macy's? What did that do to the holiday parade once it was all said and done?
Oh, I had friends and family who had gone to the parade, and they just were so frozen, they stayed for a few minutes, they had to just leave. It was too much. The balloons flew, they were lower than normal, and to keep them from, because the gusts of winds were like about 30 miles per hour, so they had to keep them a little bit lower, but the performers and everybody just looked like they were frozen. Not a fun time to be in New York City.
We can officially say it to you. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and yours from all of us at the DJV Show. It's 21 minutes past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Special coming up with his wife, Chrissy Teigen. I think it's coming up on Thursday this week, so you want to check it out if you like the music of John Legend, or maybe you just like watching the cute dynamic between Chrissy and John. They're doing a very legendary Christmas, I think, something like that this week. And Stevie Wonder will be there, too, which will be kind of cool. So this week, Victoria, I'm going to have you tell us a story. We've been talking about this Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. It wasn't just that it was cold. That wasn't the only story to come out of the parade. Apparently, there was, like, a backlash from some of the fans watching.
Yeah, I think for the first time, maybe most of America realized, oh, the performers aren't singing live on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Now, this is something that, I don't know, Kara and I were talking about this last week on Friday. We were like, oh, yeah, doesn't everyone already know that? I guess people didn't know that, and they wanted to believe hardcore that everyone was singing live. Well, no one sings live. And unfortunately for Rita Ora, apparently something happened where the music and what she was lip-syncing wasn't matching up, and so people really called her out on it for a bad lip-syncing job. And something happened with John Legend. I didn't see his float go by, so I don't know what happened with him, but I guess other people also said, oh, John Legend's lip-syncing. So Rita Ora took to Twitter and all kinds of social media saying, I had to lip-sync. There were technical difficulties. Macy's issued a statement. John Legend then wrote on Twitter, fun fact, we all have to lip-sync on this parade because the floats don't have the capacity to handle the sound requirements for live performance. He said, I hope you enjoyed it anyway. And he said, if you come to one of my shows, the vocals are 100% live. And then Rita Ora thanked him for basically standing up for her. And she said, I sing live at my shows. I've always been live, and this is frustrating. But that's just how they do it. And she said, it kind of sucks, but they tell you, you know, you have to lip sync. And when Diana Ross hit, she was the last float right before Santa Claus comes out at the end. And I guess no one really called her out on it because the wind had kicked up. You couldn't even see Diana Ross's face. Her hair was completely covering her face. So no one, I guess, knew what she was singing or lip syncing. But yeah, so it's, and Macy's did take, they, and NBC, they took some responsibility for it and said, you know, we apologize, this was beyond the artist's control and things like that. But yeah, I don't know why this was a controversy, because I just assumed that everyone knew. I don't know. Is that something that, is that just a New York thing? Like, we know that it's lip sync?
I just always assumed, I never, to be honest with you, really gave it too much thought, but I would never assume that they were doing live performances on a float. There's so many moving parts, and I don't know. I mean, we have the Rose Parade in California. I watch that every year, and you don't have the same celebrity performances, but when you see the people dancing around and looking like they're singing, it just, I just always thought they were lip syncing.
Huh. Right. And then when you couple that with it was 20 degrees with 30-mile-per-hour winds, no one should be singing in weather that cold. That does serious damage to your vocal cords as it is. So even
really
if they did sing, even if they did sing live normally, it should have been called, you know, that's a game changer right there. Like, nope, we're not going to sing live today anyway.
But now, when they do those,
other than
when
that, it was a pretty parade.
When I always like to watch it. I admittedly haven't sat down and watched it for the last several years, but I need to get back to it. When they perform, do they do holiday music or do they do their regular hits?
No, they do holiday music. So John Legend did his new Christmas song. I forget what Rita Ora sang. I didn't see her performance. I don't know if she has. Sometimes I guess they do some current hits. Diana Ross sang her new Christmas song. Kelly Clarkson, I think, was there. They had a lot of really great celebrities this year. So it was fun. If you're in the crowd, you get to see your favorite celebs, but you just don't get to hear them sing live.
At least for real.
They've never sounded better. So go buy a concert ticket.
That's right. And there are a lot of holiday celebrations coming up. We'll have all of them in the TV report coming up next. It is the DJ V Show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcome to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The busiest land port of entry in North America has reopened one day after it was closed for hours. U.S. Customs and Border Protection using tear gas and shutting down that San Diego area port of entry after a group of migrants stormed the border fence. Mexico says it now plans to deport almost 500 migrants who were involved in the incident. It comes just a few days after President Trump's conference call with U.S. military members, in which he slammed the judge's decision to temporarily block the administration from denying asylum to migrants.
It's a terrible thing when judges take over your protective services when they tell you how to protect your border. It's a disgrace.
Midwest travel very treacherous from a very heavy winter storm. Blizzard conditions are affecting about a half dozen states. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top-brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. And Doug is out today. Doug is out all week, actually. He's taking one of these rare things that he does called a vacation. He does that every so often. Not very often and never on a holiday, God forbid. But he's traveling. So safe travels to our Dougie, and we'll be holding down the fort all week long. And today is Cyber Monday. That's the day that you can shop safely at work, right? I think it's a work holiday. You can go to work, physically be at your desk, but you can you'd
not
actually
really
celebrate.
Do any work.
Right. You can actually celebrate the holiday. Last year, $6.59 billion was spent on Cyber Monday, and it's expected that that number will be even bigger, Victoria.
It's true. I know. Last year set a record, and this year they think we are going to break that record with a new one. So Cyber Monday, there's so many deals out there, and I'm sure people will be just surfing on the web all day long and not getting any work done. But one of the biggest stories that's happening right now in the retail world and I know, Jen, you and I have kind of talked about this off the air. You know the LuLaRoe empire?
Yeah, of course.
Those crazy patterned clothing, leggings, T-shirts, dresses, things like that.
Well, I've given up legging.
Yes.
I've done it with Q prints.
Exactly. I've given up on life, but this is all I wear now. Well, if you know someone who sells LuLaRoe clothing, you may want to give them a call today and say, hey, I know you probably are stuck with a lot of inventory, but try to get out now. This company is imploding. Now, this has been, it's really bad. I have one friend who sells this stuff. So when I saw this story, I thought of her immediately. But then, I don't know. I don't know if I should call her and say, hey, have you seen CNBC or Business Insider? Because your company is literally falling apart. So the woman who founded LuLaRoe, which is, it's a multi-level marketing kind of company. So essentially, it's like selling Tupperware, you know, back in the 80s, or it's any kind of, or like Mary Kay cosmetics, things like that. But this is for just crazy patterned, mostly leggings is really what they sell the most. But a lot of their top sellers, the people who work for this woman, she started this company with her name is, I forget what her name is. I had it in front of me, but anyway, so she and her husband started this company. Yeah. And it's so funny because like her name is nothing that sounds like that, but she and her husband started this company and you have to buy into all of their inventory. They don't even tell you what they're sending you. So you just have to give them a big fat check for thousands of dollars worth of merchandise that you don't know what it is. And then you get it and you're stuck selling it and you own it. And this company has become like a pyramid scheme. Unfortunately, so many people have been sucked in because originally a lot of the top sellers were making a lot of money. Some made $80,000 a month.
Wow.
Think about that. $80,000.
Where are they selling that stuff?
They were selling it to just everybody on Facebook and in their, you know, social media. And they were having, like, the leggings parties at their houses. They had people coming over. Some people even built, like, an extension on their house just for the inventory. So people have gone really deep into this company. And now the company is pretty much going under, and people cannot get refunds. These sellers, there are some horrific stories out there. Women with disabled children who can't, you know, pay their mortgage and can't afford diapers for their kids. Like, it's a crazy situation now. So if you do know someone who is a seller of LuLaRoe, you may want to have them, give them a good talking to and have them get out as soon as they can, because this is just only going to get worse, and you're going to start seeing this company in a lot of really negative headlines, I think very, very soon. And the woman who owns the company, her name is Deanne Stidham. She keeps encouraging people to buy more inventory, and that's what she's doing now. She's saying, oh, don't read the headlines, just keep buying more inventory, which is obviously some people are going to be falling. Yeah, and some people are falling for it. And then she posts pictures of herself on these lavish vacations, and she says, she literally has told her people, don't save money, spend your money, show it off, buy a new car, do this, do that. I mean, it's a total pyramid scheme. I don't know how people are falling for it, but they are. So just buyer beware and seller beware in this case, too. It's very sad, though.
Wow.
People are losing houses.
A lot of that's terrible. A lot of Cyber Monday deals are going on that are not the printed leggings, thank goodness. Some of the big name retailers that have huge sales today are Target, Best Buy, Walmart has some great deals. Of course, Amazon was made for Cyber Monday. They've got deals on a lot of electronic products. That seems to be the big name of the day, or at least the big find of the day for a lot of these retailers. I did some online shopping and mall shopping, by the way, this week. And got some deals. I love taking advantage of the 50% off sales that tend to happen around this time of year. Hmm. My only problem is I end up buying a lot more for myself than for anybody else. It's kind of like one for you, two for me.
Right. How were the malls? Was it a lot of traffic? Was it difficult getting parking?
I went on Saturday, and that's always kind of my little hint. On Thanksgiving Day and on Friday, on Black Friday, I usually check my emails and kind of go through and see where I want to shop, and I do a little shopping online preemptively so I don't have to go out and brave the crowds to get the best deals. And then on Saturday, I actually like going to the retail store and looking around a little bit just to see what I'm missing in person. And I went to one of the malls close to my house, which is sort of like reinvigorating itself a little. It's like reinventing itself. Mm-hmm. It used to be a kind of a standard mall that got run down. A lot of stores left. Now they're trying to make it a little more upscale, but all of the stores have not come back yet. Mm-hmm. So it was not crowded at all. I had no problems. I waited. My longest line was probably too deep. So it was really easy. Yeah, and that was at Cost Plus. They have a Cost Plus in the mall.
Yeah, I think going on a Saturday is even better because it's all the same sales that Black Friday has. They run them for the whole weekend.
That's right. The only thing you're not getting is those doorbusters. But again, you can usually get those online if you really want them. And some good news for retail, because I think all of us think that retail might slowly be dying. Well, Black Friday shopping was down. It was down, but only by 1% over 2017. Oh. So that's pretty good.
That's not bad at all.
It seems that there was an increasing preference for what I did, which was online purchases on both Thanksgiving and on Black Friday. So more Americans opted to stay home, use their smartphones to kind of navigate sales and ignore some of the traffic at the brick and mortar stores. However, not in huge numbers. So that's really good news. Online sales rose 26%, crossed into $6 billion on Black Friday, according to Adobe Analytics. That tracks transactions at 80 of the top 100 retailers on Thanksgiving. It estimated sales grew 28% to $3.7 billion, which is kind of odd. I always felt that there was this backlash. I don't know what you guys hear with your friends, but that there was a backlash against retailers who actually opened on Thanksgiving. So it surprises me that so much more money was made this year than last year on Thanksgiving Day itself.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have any time to do anything on Thanksgiving, so the shopping was kind of the last thing on our minds. But I don't know. I guess people are still lining up at midnight to get into the Black Friday stuff, right? I guess so Thursday night going into early Friday morning.
A lot of retailers opened at like 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, I heard that as sort of a trend this year, but that's weird. To me, it's Thursday night on Thanksgiving night. You're either at a movie, because I know movies do well on Thursday nights, and there's a lot of stuff that's Wreck-It Ralph is actually breaking the internet, apparently. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of good movies out right now. But I just always think people need a little bit of an escape after they've been with their families all day long. But I don't know if shopping is... I was so stuffed from food, I wouldn't have, like... I don't think I had the ability to waddle through a mall on Thursday night.
There was no way I was going to a mall on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Not at all. I was just done for. I needed a nap, and that was about it. You'd have to push me through in a red wagon, I think.
I don't know about motorized cart. Wear my LuLaRoe leggings and get a motorized cart.
Those are Thanksgiving pants. That's how you sell those if you still have inventory. I think that's what you do. Now, the interesting news is that it was a good day for retailers, as we mentioned. Foot traffic was down about 1%, but people still spent a lot. However, bad news for those of you, and fess up now, that 3 in 10 shoppers who are going into this holiday season are still carrying a debt from last year's holiday season.
Oh.
Yeah. And that they're planning on spending. And this would be something for you, ladies. What's your budget for holiday gifts this year?
You know.
Total.
I never have a budget. So I always just kind of individually, luckily my family's really small, so we only buy for the immediate family. So Lewis and I are just going to go really light this year. We'll just get each other like one thing. We just kind of do, it's just for, you know, my parents and my brother and sister-in-law on Christmas Day. It's just the six of us. So luckily we don't really set a budget, but I try to probably limit the amount per person. I guess that's kind of like my only real guideline, I guess, and I don't even know what I'm going to spend yet either.
Well,
I should have a budget. Do you do a budget? I know you have to buy for a lot of people.
I buy for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I kind of have an idea about what I want to spend, but I never do a budget. Kara, do you have one?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. I have a small family, so with Victoria, I do, I don't know, 40, 30, 40 or below, something like that.
A person?
So none of us spend like tons and tons of money on each person. And I buy for my brothers-in-law and my nieces and nephews, so it's getting a little bit bigger, but it's typically, I don't know, a couple hundred and below. I'm not spending any crazy amounts of money on Christmas.
Well, the National Retail Federation estimates that the average consumer is spending $1,007 for everything from gifts to food this holiday. So
That's a lot.
It's a lot, but that's what the average person spends, which means there's a lot more people spending more than that. $1,000, $1,007. It is the DJV show, 45 minutes past the hour.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it, and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is the DJV show. Doug is out this week. Jen, Victoria, and Kara holding down the fort. And ladies, it was a big TV weekend. I actually caught up on some TV shows off my DVR. I watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and I am getting ready for the holiday movie season. Did you guys watch any good TV this weekend?
I also saw Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's like the quintessential Thanksgiving movie, right?
I love it. Do it.
Hadn't seen that in so long, but that was really fun to watch. And then I didn't really have time to see anything this weekend, but I know you finally got to empty out some of your DVR. What are your new faves?
Yeah, I'm really liking God Friended Me on CBS. I only watch the network shows because I'm kind of a nerd. FBI is great. I love mm-hmm. that. And I'm even sort of getting into Manifest. Manifest is like Lost and Heroes had babies. So
that's a show where
now.
The plane disappeared for 5 years, right?
Yeah, and then it lands. They develop kind of like a superpower, which is
interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of weird sci-fi. But lots of good TV this week, even though the shows are starting to go on hiatus for the winter months now, or for the, December, January, into February. Now you're getting some holiday stuff. So I want to recommend to you that Elf, one of my favorite holiday movies, is on all night tonight on AMC. So if you want to kick off your holiday feeling, Elf on AMC.
Santa, I know him!
That's exactly right.
It's a great
movie.
It's
the best way to do it if you need to get a little holiday spirit. Also tonight, USA Network has a brand new WWE Monday Night Raw. And on the networks, you can get a little Christmassy on ABC. They have the Great Christmas Light Fight. That starts tonight at season 6, if you can believe it. And it features a collection of 300 inflatable and crazy indoor-outdoor displays. So that starts tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of The Good Doctor at 10 o'clock. CBS is all in a rerun tonight, but great show, The Neighborhood, is on at 8 o'clock. You can check that out. Cute sitcom with Cedric the Entertainer. The CW has Arrow. That's new tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by DC's Legends of Tomorrow. On Fox, The Resident is new tonight at 8, followed by a brand new episode, Christmas-themed, of 9-1-1 at 9 o'clock. And The Voice on NBC at 8 o'clock. It's the top 11 fighting it out to win the big title. A new episode of Manifest also tonight on NBC at 10. It is a DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Pain and
my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And that sound means it is Tech Talk time. You can follow us online on Twitter at DJV Show and use the hashtag Tech Talk if you have any questions for us to answer, because our technology guru, Victoria Keelan, is here with all the biggest stories. And this one, it's sad to say we need it, but there's a new app for finding fresh drinking water, Victoria?
Yeah, in an effort to cut down on the number of disposable plastic bottles that everybody uses, there is a new app called Tap, as in tap water. App developer Samuel Ian Rosen wants to put fresh drinking water on the map, literally, so he decided to start his own app, and it looks just like Google Maps, but it has sources of fresh, free drinking water on it. And it's an interface that allows people to know what retailers, like Starbucks or where, you know, coffee shops, restaurants, every place that you can get free drinking water, or public drinking fountains. So it's all mapped out, and all you have to do is pull up the free app and see where you are, and then there are 35,000 drinking water locations that are on this on the app. He's got 30 countries covered already. He partnered with bars and restaurants and coffee shops and municipalities to figure out how he could map out where people can use a refillable water bottle, so, and they can just go and wherever they are, if you're in a mall, where it doesn't matter, matter if you're outdoors hiking for a day, you can find where the free drinking water is. And, of course, he said that this was an effort, that the aha moment for this came when he was stuck at an airport and there was a broken drinking water filter. And he said, I can't believe it. This is ridiculous. It's 2018. I'm buying a plastic water bottle that's going to last 450 years on Earth. That is how long it takes to, that's one bottle stays on the Earth 450 years. And he said he wants to have people obviously cut down on plastics and disposable single-use plastics, especially that ends up in a lot of our oceans and rivers. And you can go on to the TAP website, and they have all the locations there. You can download the app. It's free. And he said, so far this year alone, we have used 40 billion single-use water bottles in the U.S. alone. Now, think about how much of that is, and then add in every other country. So to ring in the launch of the app, TAP is inviting people to join the hashtag DrinkDifferent campaign and pledge to give up single-use plastic bottles for 30 days. So see if you can take the challenge and don't buy a single use plastic bottle for 30 days, and you will be making a massive contribution to the environment. So the app is called TAP, and it is a very, very cool thing. I've already downloaded it for my phone.
And not to be too cutesy, but there are so many cute, like reusable water bottles out there that are sort of like a fashion statement now. They're like
the
Starbucks cup that Lindsay Lohan used to walk around with 7 years ago. It was
totally
like a permanent fashion accessory. Yep. She always looked like she had a really tough night, but she always had her Starbucks with her.
Vodka in it back then, but, you know.
Well, you know, whatever. Okay, whatever gets you through. The Fortnite video game partnership with the NFL has had some laughably bad consequences.
The Geek Out.
Remember when we reported that Fortnite was going to sell NFL uniforms for their characters? Well, that didn't go exactly as planned. In the This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things department, the introduction of the NFL uniforms immediately spawned a wide variety of unintended results. Remember, the whole point of Fortnite is to kill off all of your opponents, so seeing NFL uniforms running around gunning each other down made for some cringeworthy scenes. And to make matters worse, because you could pick a player, now Aaron Hernandez had a gun, and O.J. Simpson had a knife, and, well, you get the idea. The NFL skins were pulled, and if you want to read and see more about what happened, we've posted links to the story on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Tech Talk continues here on the DJV show. And Victoria, this is kind of concerning because everybody uses the post office, and it seems that the USPS exposed all 60 million users' data.
Yes, this is not great news. So this data breach actually happened a year ago, and the U.S. Postal Service has just finally announced a year later that they fixed it. It took them a year. Now, if you ever are waiting for your mail for a long time, which all of us do anyway with the post office, we know how slowly things move. But to fix a data breach that affected 60 million users' accounts, I mean, to take a year to fix it is just crazy. So what happened was users' personal data, including emails, phone numbers, mailing campaign data, street addresses, all of it was exposed. There's nothing you can do. That's the bad news. The good news is they finally fixed it after a year. So I really have nothing positive to report except, you know, it's the Postal Service. It's what can you expect?
About as long as it takes me to get a package. So there we go. It's the DJV show at 59 minutes past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.